This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Hennon here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun, our whole crew here for you on What's on Your Mind, following the news of the day. And the news of the day includes an announcement from Sanford Health Bismarck of a investment in additional beds, about 20 beds specifically for COVID. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the overall need for hospital beds. As I mentioned earlier, it's beyond debate at this point that there is a need for more beds than there are individuals that are in need of health care. And while the majority of the impact in hospitals is not COVID, you add COVID on top of what happens normally, and you've got a tough situation. So to tell us a little bit about the current situation and what they're battling is our guest, the president of Bismarck Sanford, and that is Dr. Mike LeBeau. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing good. I'm curious, just from an overview standpoint, as a North Dakotan, as someone that went to school here, grew up here, and has obviously risen up the ranks and caring for folks, and now in an administration position, how you compare this time to any other?
Yeah, we're just contemplating this question. So I've been back now for 13 years, and never in my wildest dreams did I think these would be the conversations that we're having. Obviously I grew up in Lignite in Portal, North Dakota, and I think of Newtown as home, and I think it's, perfect place to grow up, perfect place to live, and kind of that initial wave of COVID maybe missed rural areas, but this second wave, I think we're right in the middle of it, and so it's something that we're taking pretty serious at this time.
And obviously your primary goal is to continue to take care of every patient that shows up, no matter whether that's for COVID-19 or, routine or emergency care or whatever, and this is now becoming a challenge, right?
Yeah, for sure. This surge plan looks different than the surge plan we put together in the spring. We feel like the deferral of health care that went on in April, May, and June, we're still catching up with. We're still strongly encouraging folks to take excellent care of themselves, to come in and get their regular medical care, because non-emergent today many times becomes emergent tomorrow. And so it's really our belief, as people take care of themselves and do their regular medical care, that we actually decrease the amount of hospital need that we have going forward.
I want to play a conversation, just a snippet of the conversation that we had earlier with a listener whose daughter is a nurse, and the daughter calls dad to say, here's what's happening, and it was an interesting conversation. Get your take on this. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, if you would.
The reason I'm really calling out is I just visited with my niece this weekend. I was in Minnesota, and she's a nurse in St. Cloud. And she says, they are so overwhelmed. And she called and was talking to the mother. She was crying. She says, the ICUs are so full. She says, this is just getting so out of hand. And she's just screaming, wear your masks. It may be a little thing, but it may, prevent. Well, what she was crying about was a young father who just died. He was in his 30s. No underlying health issues. And I had a couple relatives that just came down with it, too. And fortunately, they pulled through.
So you could tell in the emotion in his voice, I think I said daughter, it was actually his niece that was a nurse and talked about seeing a 30-year-old dad die and just how overwhelmed they are. So talk a little bit about that. I mean, that's the norm right now, right?
Yeah, it's sobering. Those stories really start to hit home. And as we talk about what we're up against and what we're doing, it's part of the day-to-day in a hospital. One of the things that, we're adamant about is, we're proud to the fact that we've been able to add 20 beds that we're going to have operational next week. It's 40 people working around the clock to take an empty building and make it operational in a week. And, you know, that accomplishment is a lot, just taking a lot of work from our team. But also it's very sobering, and it should be an eye-opener for all of us that we're now going to plan on delivering health care non-traditionally outside of our walls. And as, you know, people's loved ones come into the hospital and they're affected by this, it becomes a little bit more real all the time. We're talking about how we slow the spread. The rate of spread of the disease is higher than the hospitals can manage right now. At this moment in time, we feel comfortable that although tight, we can manage, but if it keeps up at this rate, we're going to struggle to keep up with the number of hospitalizations. And we're optimistic that we can still stop this, but if we're going to make changes, today has to be the day that we start.
Well, I want to come back to that in a minute and what those changes might be and what you would suggest. We talked to the governor last hour, Governor Doug Burgum, about the situation. He specifically mentioned the purchase of the facility and the additional beds by Sanford Health is 20 beds, and then followed that by saying it's not enough. I mean, do you anticipate even needing more beyond what you've invested there?
Yep, I think across the state, we're working closely with all of the hospitals in the state, Department of Health. We're preparing to open. We think we are going to need somewhere around 120 to 150 additional beds. Sanford Fargo has done a remarkable job. They're getting 50 to 70 more beds online, and over the next couple of weeks, the other hospitals in the state have all stepped up and everybody is working hard. And so 20 beds is a start as we look to get there, but there's a legitimate chance we're going to need a lot more before we're done.
Texter asks the question, why isn't the North Dakota National Guard setting up temporary hospital space?
Yeah, it's from our perspective, we feel that the best and most efficient delivery of health care is done underneath the roof of a hospital. So we're working closely with the state. We think that that would be last resort as you move to the field hospital concept where they're quite a ways away from the hospital. We're obviously all dealing with staffing concerns. You know, how do we get our staff and how do we continue to get travelers in? And so there's just a lot of variables that we have a difficult time controlling in the field hospitals. And so I think it's an option if something came up where we couldn't keep up. But I think we all believe that we try to deliver care underneath our roof as possible.
And isn't the bigger problem than the physical bed or space the people, the professionals to staff it?
Yeah, definitely. Each hospital is working on coming up with a staffing plan. It seems easy to bring, you know, even 20 beds online, but the amount of extra staff shifts that need to be performed to, excuse me, to get 20 beds operational is dramatic. As we do that, it's leaning on our frontline staff who have been, you know, admirable, like really healthcare heroes. And, you know, it's really difficult to look at them and say, hey, we need a little more out of you. But that's what we ask. While we're doing it, we're all trying to get travelers and we're all trying to work together to most efficiently manage the number of nurses that we all have.
How about the effort to prevent the need for hospitalization at all? You know, we have had, and I think I've shared with you some of the stories we've heard from people who tested positive and then requested therapies that they'd heard had worked for others, and were having a challenging time getting those. Where you know, there was a flat-out no or whatever. But is there a role for therapeutics to be increased to prevent the need for, hospitalization or maybe slow that hospitalization rate?
Yeah, I think of this as probably two parts. First one is obviously prevention. You know, we're asking everybody, you know, give health care a breather. Let's flatten that curve. Let's slow the disease progression. You know, as holidays come, we're asking people to limit the amount of people that we're gathering with. It's a difficult conversation. Boy, it's a one nobody wants to have with their families. Wear a mask, you know, avoid social gatherings, you know, make sure we're social distancing. But then if you have the disease, you know, we're working to break down the barriers of, you know, delivering care just in the hospital. We're setting up an outpatient infusion center to get some of our therapies as an outpatient to try to give us more hospital access. And so I think there's things that we're all working on right now to try to keep people out of the hospital as much as possible. Another thing is home monitoring. We actually have programs where we send you home with the equipment, oxygen, and we monitor your, you know, oxygen saturation, your vital signs, and check in on you, and maybe you can be at home. So we are working hard to get as much care out of the hospital as we can.
All right, short break. A lot of the questions and comments are coming in. We'll get to those next. Dr. Mike LeBeau, president of Sanford Health Bismarck, as we continue our conversation on What's on Your Mind. Busy day today with a lot happening and plenty of concerns. So giving you all the options here today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Cattle Women and Men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to bring your neighbors and your family Saturday, November 21st to the Ramada in Bismarck to discuss issues regarding the cattle industry. Featured speakers include RCAF USA Executive Secretary Bill Buller, State Veterinarian Dr. Susan Keller, Dave Wright, and Eugene Greener. Enjoy U.S. Steaks, a raffle, and silent auction while Jeff Earhart provides entertainment. Register at iBand.org and invite a fellow producer to join us. See iBand.org for details.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at CashWise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at CashWise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is What's on Your Mind. Friday, we'll be live in Bismarck at CashWise on 43rd Avenue Northeast, the new location, North Bismarck, kicking off the holiday driving season. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon of unleaded 88. Safe, economical fuel choice, unleaded 88, high-performance fuel that's safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for $2 and the chance to win one of many fuel gift cards all day, 8 to 5. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop and see us at CashWise, North Bismarck, 43rd Avenue, Friday, and you'll save 15 cents per gallon by trying Unleaded 88. You will not find a cheaper price to fill up your vehicle anywhere in North Dakota that day. I'll tell you that much. Back with our conversation with Dr. Michael LeBeau, president of the Sanford-Bismarck region. And questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Help me understand the severity of where this is at right now. As far as, you know, obviously they've got some data that connects the amount of positives to who ultimately, what percentage will need hospitalization. And you talked earlier about being, you know, right on the line, right? Just right on the line. So you know, as we find ourselves here now in this particular time and space, talk a little bit about the path. Is the current path unsustainable?
Yeah, as we look, we're working closely with our data analytics teams, working with other hospitals in the state and the Department of Health. We think that if we can flatten the curve a bit, slow spread some where we're at, we can still keep up with the need. It's going to be tight. And like I said, we're delivering care outside of our walls for the first time in our history. But we think that we can maintain. But if there's any further increase, anything further like we've been seeing with the positivity rate continuing to rise, we then do worry that the sustainability is just not there.
As a doctor, okay, you're a caregiver. So I say to you, hey, doc, what should I do on Thanksgiving? What should the plan be? I don't want to hear it from a governor. I don't want to hear it from you know, sort of nanny state know-it-all. But I'm going to listen to my doctor a little more than I'm going to listen to anybody else. What do you tell me about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's the tough conversation that I'm hoping that everybody has at their house. We're going to ask everybody to limit the amount of people that we have at our houses and to try to slow the spread of what's going on. We just think as hospital capacity is limited, we think that we have to take these steps to do the best we can, postpone it, do something to get people together, you know, at a future time or, you know, virtually something that's, you know, less likely to spread the disease. Along those lines, you know, we feel some optimism. There's actually some excellent news about vaccines that are coming. You know, we think that early in 21, we're going to start vaccines. And so there's kind of a light at the end of the tunnel. We can just buckle down a bit longer. We start vaccines and we get moving on, you know, slowing the curve that, you know, there's a light coming. We just got to get through the next, you know, difficult time, might be 6 to 8 weeks.
And there's people that are going to say, I saw this person, I saw that person, we've had them on the air. I mean, people have very different viewpoints on, you know, the approach to this, the seriousness, what you can do to stop it, all of that. And no doubt you're seeing that as well and have those discussions. Is that common? I mean, maybe we're paying more attention because this is a pandemic and many of us have never seen anything like this in our lives, but is it common for there to be competing views in healthcare?
Oh, most definitely. I think a perfect example is still there's a large majority of folks that get COVID that only have minimal symptoms. And so a lot of people will tell you the story that their family had it, nobody got very sick. That's true. But as a society and just from a hospital's perspective, you know, if it's one out of every 20 have significant symptoms, for every 20 cases, that's one more to the hospital. And we've always spoken since the beginning of the pandemic that our number one goal was to keep, you know, progression low or flatten the curve. It gave the hospitals the ability to manage the folks that needed medical care at the time they needed it. And currently where we're at with the rise in positivity rate, that curve is steep enough, the need is great enough that it stressed the hospital systems.
I want to ask you a question with your long-term care hat on, and I know Sanford has Good Samaritan centers. A lot of questions about that, and one pertains to, a lot of them rather, pertain to you know, obviously a senior dying of COVID is horrible, but so is being disconnected from their loved ones. And that we've got to find a way that we don't have these people die with a broken heart. Is any progress being made on that front?
Yeah, just rest assured that we're looking into that. I think what you bring up, Scott, is an excellent point. We can't live in isolation for the rest of our lives. And so it really is finding that balance of what's the best approach, you know, what's the safest for each of us. Every long-term care center is looking at options for visitation to get people together. And, you know, it's heartbreaking that people sit alone. And so it really is finding that balance. One of the biggest points is, you know, as positivity rate goes down, visitation in our long-term care facilities becomes safer. And so, you know, it's just another reason why we got to work hard to decrease progression or flatten the curve.
Add in Bismarck for Dr. Mike LeBeau. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Ed. Go ahead with your question.
Yes. But this is in the draft a little sooner about staffing. Did you hear me?
I didn't. Did you, Mike?
Nope, I did not.
Try again quickly, Ed.
Could
the issue of staffing be addressed sooner, or could it have been addressed sooner?
Yeah, I think, good question. I think, you know, when you look at hospitals, obviously staffing is a complex measure. I think all of us have been looking at bringing in contract labor now for months. Very difficult to find. It's really a very competitive market across the entire country as COVID has spread. And so if you're a traveling nurse from any other state, you probably have 40 choices where you can go today. And so I think staffing has been being addressed since spring. It's just a challenge that all of us face. Also, there's a significant nursing shortage across our country. And so on any given day, we're short of nurses, and we're working hard to get our young folks to, you know, join the nursing ranks. And so, you know, it's a fair question, but I think it's one that, you know, full disclosure, everybody's been working on since the spring.
Just a few seconds left. Any final advice for folks to do the, do, you know, any one thing you'd wish that they do better, more of, leading up to through this battle and getting those numbers down?
Yeah, our ask is that, you know, our community step up and take care of themselves. That we work hard to flatten the curve and take care of our frontline workers.
Step up as communities and do what it takes to take care of ourselves. I like that approach, and I think everybody can find that spot to do that and to do that well. Smart folks see the threat, know what's going on, hear the seriousness of the current situation. Dr. Mike LeBeau, thank you. Appreciate it very much.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer says that more interim results from its ongoing coronavirus vaccine study suggest the shots are 95% effective and that the vaccine protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. Earlier this week, Moderna announced that its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective after its late-stage study. U.S. officials have said they hope to have about 20 million vaccine doses each from Moderna and Pfizer available for distribution around Christmas. Operation Warp Speed's first shots will be offered to frontline groups like medical and nursing home workers and people with serious health conditions. According to a new Reuters poll conducted this week, 52% of all Republicans believe President Donald Trump rightfully won the U.S. election, but that it was stolen from him by widespread voter fraud that favored Democrat Joe Biden. The Reuters poll was conducted nationwide with 1,346 participants, slightly favoring the Democrats. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cave. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm, my reward.
At ABM,
Daddy asked me,
wanted me to let you know that Advanced Business Methods is the place to go. Homegrown company. The place to go when you need to upgrade your copiers, printers, and office equipment. They are employee-owned, based right here in North Dakota, and that means your money stays right here in the community. Today's printers are high-end computers with data and analytics that help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the job, and who's printing what. Hackers can get into your servers. Did you know that? Through your printer. That's right, Advanced Business Methods, they know all about that. Security risks, have the encryption services, firewalls to keep the outside world out. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Go online to find out more about them at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. I wish I had a four-hour show today for many reasons, including extending the guests we've had and more time with the guests coming up and more time to share some of the comments from so many of you. They run the gamut. We have nurses graduating in Bismarck. They won't pay them, so they go elsewhere. Interesting. You're saying that nurses can get more somewhere else than they can here. That certainly should not be the case now. But another says, what was the point of the first shutdown to allow hospitals to get geared up if we're still having problems? The first shutdown...
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a shutdown, Tom? I don't remember a hospital shutdown. Individual hospitals previously decided not to do elective surgery. Some did. Sanford didn't. Others did. And then what happened is you had a backlog, and so you ended up with hospitals even more full after that fact. So that was just an individual decision, I think, that didn't make a whole lot of sense. So Texter says, why is Sanford still doing elective surgeries if they're so full? Well, again, an elective surgery isn't, I've got this mole on my schnoz here, and I want to have that removed. That isn't necessarily elective surgery. Elective surgery can be all kinds of things that are, you need to have it. You can decide, do I want it this week or next week, but you need to have it. So you can't exactly put those things off. Anyway, just a few of the comments that rolled in here, and we did get a lot of them. Todd got some doozies here, too. Texter says, Governor Burgum keeps talking about the hospital beds being full. Full with what? COVID? No. They're full of patients who are now doing their elective and emergency surgeries that they have put off all year due to the fear of COVID. Give us the real stats and stop the scare tactics. Also, why are the colleges incentivizing students to get tested and get tested often? Is that to try to skew the numbers? Never gotten a real good answer on why they're doing that. I would assume they'd say it's to have an idea of what the problem is on
campus.
We have
to make sure.
That kind of a thing.
I think we've gone past from the previous time when some elected not to do elective surgeries to catch up with that. And, you know, now you're full. You've got a lot going on. But, you know, again, these are not COVID patients. That texter is right. That I think the number I've heard is 80% or other things, but that's healthcare. You need that. Texter says we have the highest cases because we've done the most testing, and it's a fact that many tests are false positive. All right, I would like a number on that. Anyway, those comments and others welcome on the program. Okay, now we're going to talk about something. I dare say a little more pleasant. One thing that I always want to say every time we have this conversation is one of the reasons that I love the great state of North Dakota is I perceive here a reverence, a respect for private property rights more than anywhere else. Anywhere else. Which is fantastic. And certainly this next topic of landowners deciding, okay, do I want to participate in this energy resource or that one? Do I want to... help in that regard, I think it's a good conversation to have. We're joined today by our friends from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, Tammy Ibach and Bob Harms. This is quite the duo that join us on the program regularly to talk about things that are happening in the industry and answer any questions you might have and get some facts out there. Welcome to both of you. Glad to have you back.
Scott, happy to be here.
Good to be here, Scott. Thank you.
And truth be told, I'm glad to be talking about anything besides COVID for just a few seconds anyway, right? Just a little bit of normal here in this fine November day in 2020. My gosh, yes, these are interesting times in which we live in for sure.
Life goes on.
Exactly right. All right. Well, I'm gonna just open it up first for comments from each of you, and then we'll dig into this a little bit. What are you excited to talk about today, Bob?
Well, just that we've got lots going on in the wind energy arena, Scott, and to that point about COVID, life does go on, and we still have to go to work and run our businesses and make energy for a good share of America, whether it's oil and gas or electricity from coal or wind or perhaps solar. But lots going on in the wind energy arena. We've got about 4,000 megawatts of electricity coming from wind in North Dakota right now. That's about 26% of what we make in North Dakota from that source. And, of course, electricity is a good export for us. Excuse me. North Dakota exports about 50 to 60% of our electricity, regardless of the source, to about 28, 30 other states. Which it's a good product for us to be selling to our neighbors. And so there's lots going on. There's a new project coming on line up in Burke County, the Northern Divide Project. That's 200 megawatts. There's one next door in Williams County where I'm at, 300 megawatts that is under construction. And then another one down in the south central part of the state, the AmeriCorps project, which is in Dickey and Logan County, about 150 megawatts. So about 650 megawatts of new power coming on board here in the near term under construction and bringing lots of new revenue to those local areas and local landowners. So back to your point about private property, those landowners that want to participate, nice deal for them.
And obviously, there's always challenges out there, but what you've just described, there's some good news. I mean, those are projects on the drawing board, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Tell me how you got to the 650 again, Bob, in megawatts?
Well, so 200 megawatts is in Northern Divide. That's the Burke County project. Aurora project, that's a 300-megawatt project in Williams County, northeast of Tioga, my hometown, of course, and you know that. And and then the AmeriCorps project, which is 150 megawatts down in the Dickey, Logan area. So collectively, we're at about 650 new megawatts of wind electricity coming on board here in the near term.
Tammy, tell me a little bit about the conversation in Morton and Oliver County and the development stages of that project there and the conversation with landowners in Morton County. What are they saying?
Scott, this is a conversation I'd love to have, and there is a project in the development stages just getting started, doing some lease agreements with landowners in Morton and Oliver counties, and There's a landowner in that county, and this project's going to be about 500 megawatts. And we had a conversation with some of the landowners a few weeks ago, and one of those landowners was a farmer. He said, this kind of energy development in my area, it feeds my retirement account. The lease payments from a wind turbine is now a retirement account that we can, a retirement account that we can actually talk about, because it is not controlled by commodity prices. It's not controlled by investments in the marketplace. It's not controlled by foreign interests playing a part in any of our production. This is a solid lease agreement that comes to this landowner every year. So if you have a landowner who has, let's say, three turbines on their land, those three turbines will generate about $40,000 annually, and that adds up to about $1 million to that family over the 25-year span of this project. And for these landowners, those are real dollars. It helps them pay down notes at a bank, helps them put money into their retirement. It helps conversations come to life about, okay, so now we've got a little extra steady cash flow that's not tied to anything else, that maybe we can have a son or a daughter come back into the business with us. I mean, when we're out talking to landowners and we're talking about wind energy, there are brilliant smiles because it's changed their farming business plan from year to year. They're liking it. We've had landowners say, where can we go? Where can we sign up? We'd like to participate. We've heard what it's done to our neighbors. We've heard what it's done to some of the families who have had some illness, been able to pay for some hospital bills. We've heard outstanding stories, Scott.
I want to come back to that in a minute, Bob, or Tammy. But before I do, Bob, I'm curious from your standpoint. This is something I think we miss in this debate too. That what Tammy just talked about, you know, a particular farmer and his retirement fund and the overall dollars that are available to landowners. The pushed in some cases to say we don't want development, we don't want to have it happen,
right.
That you're going to push that development elsewhere, many times out of state. So the development still happens and because we're generating the electricity here to send anywhere, so they can do that as well in South Dakota and Minnesota as we can, but then we cheat our landowners here. They lose the opportunity to have that choice, and again, it's still there. So that's something we have to remember too, correct?
Yes, no, that's exactly right. So, what we've talked about over the last several years is the fact that North Dakota is not an island and that we sit in two regional transmission organizations. One's called MISO, the other is SPP, Southwest Power Pool. And so we have about 30 other states that participate in that. And so if we take, whether it's a coal-fired power plant or a wind farm or a solar farm, and we shut it down, or we send it to and we say we don't want that development in North Dakota, that investor, that group is going to take that investment and take it to Nebraska or Iowa or some other place. And so we still end up having that new generation in the RTOs in which we participate, and then we lose locally in terms of that landowner, that farm family that Tammy was talking about earlier. I mean, whether you've got mineral interests or a wind farm, but that revenue stream does marvelous things for rural North Dakota to give us more economic resiliency as a state that affects Main Street and Tioga and Lisbon and Headinger and other states like, or other communities like that.
When we come back, Tammy, I just want to touch on too. We talked about the individual landowner and the benefit, and it's real, $63 million over the lifespan of these projects. But the tax revenue and the opportunity for development in the counties to add to their base for schools is big too. And also look ahead to 2021 with our guests. Coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it. at in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, juventours.com, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long, like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salt and nut rolls. Jack legs, 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn anopolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Looking for a like new sport utility? Your best deal is at Schwann Buick GMC. Over 80 SUVs, all price ranges, starting at just $11,900. Save thousands on gently used Cadillacs, Yukons, Terrains, Equinoxes, Acadias, all reduced. Must go. Most come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Buy today and you can save one of some of the lowest finance rates have been offered in years. Hurry in for the best selection. See us on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Tammy Ibach is the director of the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Bob Harms, a policy advisor for NDCES, years of energy experience and policy governance, working for two North Dakota governors. And we're talking today about 2020 from wind development and look ahead a little bit to 2021 as well. One point I wanted to get to, Tammy, was just to talk about, you mentioned, I think it was $63 million that lease payments to landowners received over the lifespan of a project. It's pretty incredible. And, a family farm that has three turbines could generate $40,000 annually You know, somebody said that's a retirement plan. But the biggest beneficiary is clearly government. It's clearly the tax entities of these counties and also the schools, which, you know, people generally support giving their tax dollars to support their schools. So talk a little bit about that, about these projects as well.
Scott, you're right. And we're talking about a scenario that the Oliver and Morton County Wind Project that will come into play is 500 megawatts. So over the course of a 25-year period, that wind development will generate $60 million in new tax revenue over 25 years. Keep in mind, a third of that will go to the states and the remainder stays local in those two counties. And this helps keep property taxes in check for those counties. It provides revenue to school districts, and that funding formula comes into play, but much of those dollars stay local in school districts. We've talked to county auditors in wind development counties, and they understand the importance of wind developments to schools and to county budgets. As an example, a 500-megawatt wind farm will generate about $200 million for the schools in the project in that project area over the course of 25 years. Scott, those are real dollars. Those are dollars we don't have to go to the Capitol during a legislative session and ask for. And there's a fun story that we're hearing about, too. The Wilkins School District, which is located in the Burley County Wind Project, is looking at building a new school. I don't have any details, but we're hearing that they're in the discussion phases right now. And for sure, because of that Burley County Wind Project that's on the north side of Burley County, those tax dollars will be used to help fund that school. So that's good stuff, I think. And you have to also consider, where does Burley County have an opportunity to grow? And it's north. I am sure we will share city life at some point in the future, maybe for my children, not for me. Those are great stories that we love talking about.
I love that. I love that visual. Let's look a little bit at 2021. Only have a couple minutes left here, but what do we project? What are you looking forward to? You know, what's the heavy lift, if you will, Bob, in 2021?
Well, I think the heavy lift is how to figure out that we don't have a trade off wind for coal, but we have an add on wind and coal and other energy sources. You know, we've always urged that you know, we can have all of the above energy source, that North Dakota should continue to be and strive to be the energy basket for America. And that's the lift, I think, and what we get from the legislators, local officials, our PSC members and governor, as to how we bring everybody together and make that work. How do we have good public policy, thoughtful, smart decision making, so that North Dakota is never California, and that if we have an opportunity to sell green diesel, if you will, or green ethanol to California, and they are willing to pay us a premium, that's what we ought to do. And I think that's the lift. If we can get past the fear and the anger and think about how do we work together, I think that's the lift here in the months ahead.
Yeah, that always tends to make things better if you can unite, find the best solutions, work together. And that's been done before. Upper Great Plains Transmission Coalition put about 25 different folks. It was during the Holman administration. Put competitors, diverse, entities together on a common goal, and that was expand transmission. And of course, paid a dividend. Tammy, how about you? What are you most looking forward to in 2021? What do you want folks to know?
Well, as always, I look forward to new wind energy developments and helping developers get those projects secured at the county level, at the state level with the PSC, and then it's really fun to watch those projects go into the construction phase. It's fun to bring our landowners to the Capitol, how we're going to do that this year, to testify on projects or policy, I should say, will be a challenge, but we're going to figure it out.
Well, that is fascinating. Looking forward to being part of the discussion. Of course, legislative session will add a little bit of intensity to that debate as well. And no doubt a lot of folks out there pinching pennies are going to say, hey, I need a little retirement. I want to take a look at this. So thank you both. Appreciate the time very much. And look forward to the conversation as the year winds down and we look ahead to 2021.
Thank you, Scott.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Great conversation with our guests from North Dakota Comprehensive Energy Solutions, Tammy Ibach and Bob Hunts. I'll leave you with lunch. How about that? Sound like a good idea? Swedish meatballs or lasagna at PetroServe USA in Valley City today. Home cook and grab and go convenience. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Alfredo, cheese, ravioli. Oh, 12th Avenue North. Chef's Choice at Harwood. 4 for $4 special all day, every day. The pizza, the 2 cookies, the 20-ounce drink. PetroServe USA.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.